outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, February 3rd.
Yeah.
You know what tomorrow is?
What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're celebrating 4 years of the station.
Oh, really?
And this show, yes.
Why aren't we having a party then? Why didn't you tell me these
things? That's good. Well, because we had a party on Christmas. I figure this is like too much, you know?
No, it's never too much to have a party.
Yeah, that's true, huh? We should have thought of something. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? You got to leave it to me because I can always do like a big red carpet event or something somewhere. And like, you know, tell everyone
about it. Yeah, that's true.
Huh? It'd be fun.
I know. I should have told you before. But I guess we can always celebrate it after, right?
We can always celebrate it in like a week or something. Give me a week and let's do it. And I'm so serious.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really fun.
Okay. So we'll talk about it after. We'll see.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Cool. So how are you doing this morning?
You know, I'm good. I had an interesting night last night.
I saw your tweet.
Oh, God. I know. I was crying like a little pussy.
What happened? What did you tweet first so people will know?
Oh, I should read what I tweeted.
Do you remember what you wrote?
Yeah, let's tell everyone because people were like, wow, that's deep, Bruschetta. I'm like,
yeah,
I
know.
I didn't think it was
I wonder who broke through that wall.
I wrote, takes a lot to make me cry. Got a barrier through all my walls. Yes, I admit I can be a girl and shed tears like a pussy. After all, I do have one. it was a random thing last night. Well, anyway, so my roommate, long story short, we got jumped about 4 years ago. And we were dating. We dated for like 3 years. And we've been best friends for, you know, ever since then we broke up. Never hooked up since then. Nothing like that. We're just really good friends. And, it's a horrible story. And, we're still dealing with a lot of it now, so I can't talk too much about it.
You got jumped, like, by criminals?
Yeah, we got jumped. And he was bleeding on both sides of his brain and went through a lot of just traumatic things. And it took a toll. And I saved his life. I had mace, thank goodness, and fought off the people involved. And, again, I don't want to talk too much about it because we're still in a legal thing right now. But
it's probably still upsetting to you.
It is. And so he was a huge performer. He performed all the time, and their band was getting really good. And just, I mean, they were like everywhere performing, and they were amazing. And they had a song in Harold and Kumar, and they had some, you know, they were just playing shows all the time. And he couldn't play anymore. And music was his life, and that's what he was out here for. And, you know, he went to like Berklee School of Music, and, you know, they were just really amazing team. But anyway, it's just his life stopped, basically. And it's been 3 years since he played a show, and he played last night for the first time.
Wow.
So, yeah, okay. And it wasn't, you know, like a full show or anything. It was more acoustic and just a couple songs, just to try it out. And no, it's not the same. Hopefully one day he'll get back there, but it was, you know, it was just for us, it was just really meaningful, I guess, because it was such a traumatic experience to go through, and just the memories of him almost dying, and it's just, it was just crazy.
It touched and then, you.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. So, I cried like a little pussy. tears, whatever. And my friends were there, and they were just like, everyone knows what had happened and what had. It's just crazy. So
yeah.
I was proud that they got back up there.
Yeah. I mean, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So
well, I don't blame you for crying. You know, I mean, that's a good reason.
I guess so. It was like a joy thing that it's back up there and surviving type thing. But also,
so did he have like brain damage and stuff?
He's still dealing with a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Another thing why it was also crazy meaningful is because the anniversary of us getting jumped is today, actually.
Really?
So, wow. Yeah. So it was just even more boom, you know? But another weird thing is, you know, it's also the same day that I met one of my best friends, which I didn't realize that she had come out of that either, but that was like also 3 years ago, so.
Wow.
You know, just like a strong, crazy, I don't know, the moon was fucking with me, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. But I was out of it. And so I drunk tweet, which I probably shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And I wasn't drunk. I mean, I was. I only had like 3 drinks, but I didn't really eat dinner, so I guess that's why.
Yeah.
But yeah, I drunk tweeted.
Yeah.
That's what came out of that. I know. So.
Well, that's good. So we know you're human.
Yeah, at times.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah.
I do. I have so many walls.
Yeah, don't we all? I mean, you know, that's what we do when we're kids, you know. My theory is that, you know, we build walls around us as kids to protect us, you know, when we're kids.
Yeah, I agree.
But then when we grow up, it becomes like prison walls for us.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You know, because you don't need that defense mechanism anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, and yet, so it keeps you, like, sort of like distant from people and stuff, you know.
It does.
I don't see that in you because, I mean, you're very friendly, you're very open. And easygoing, you know, so.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I'm very friendly, I'm very easygoing, and I'll tell you anything if you ask.
Right.
But I'm not just going to offer it up usually. I mean, it depends. Like, I'll tell you anything you want to know, like, opinions, whatever. But if it's something I truly feel like in relationships and such, I feel like that's where I have my little difficulties, like, expressing things. Yeah, because it's, I don't know why it's like this whole uncomfortable.
It's childhood. You don't even remember why it is, you know, but it just happens.
Right.
And I think that's part of really being an adult is dealing with these things and breaking down the walls, you know, because
Absolutely. Otherwise
you have like commitment issues and things like that, you know.
Well, I don't have commitment issues.
Not you specifically.
Yeah.
I'm saying in general. Yeah.
You know, I agree with that. I think I've been working on a lot of them, I think myself. I think, a lot of it is, well, I think I was too naive when I was younger. I just trusted a lot of people, believe it or not.
Yeah,
and
you got hurt.
Yeah, I did. And so I was too naive and too trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And then not trusting anyone for a long time. And then I have this battle now where it's like I want to trust people and I really want to see that. I really do see the good in people. That's what fucks me up because I kind of see through all their shit. And like I read people, like I can read them very easily. I'm very good at doing that. I can I know someone in the first 10 minutes of meeting you, whether you're a good person or not, or if I want to be around you or not. But you may have a lot of shit around you, but I usually see through that, which, you know, but I see like I see the future of it, not like now always.
I see. Okay, so you see through the shit.
Yeah, I do. I see like the good person behind whatever they're going through, which isn't always a good thing because it, you know, you don't really want to bring that into your life. So I that's been my thing the past couple of years is like, you know, what I've been going through, and I'm like, I don't want that in my life anymore. I just want people who, you know, who are there.
Right.
Like, I don't need to clean up and fix people anymore. I don't need to do that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't want to do that.
And you can't fix people anymore.
No.
You know?
Well, you know, you help them through their issues and such.
Yeah, but, yeah, but not if it's something that you don't like and you just want to change them for you. Then it's, you know, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
you know,
no, I don't.
People have to want to change. You know?
Yeah, no, I don't believe in changing anyone. I think what I mean is, people who I used to, there are people I see the good in them, and they're going through crazy shit in their life. So it's like, oh, I gotta help them get through that crazy shit in their life, so they see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's like I want to help people all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I'm like misfix it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I used to do that with relationships. I think a lot back then. Like I used to like want to fix, you know,
the guy.
Yeah. Well, not fix them, but like help them get through to see like there is good people out there. There is like love. There is this. There is that. And now I'm like, what the hell? I don't want to do that anymore. I will absolutely not do that. I refuse to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just want people, like, you know, I want people to, whoever it is in my life has to, like, already be there, kind of, you know?
Okay.
So I'm working on myself. But that being said, okay, so last night, this is actually interesting. I don't know, we'll talk about this, because I'm curious what you think about it. So, a good friend of mine, a really good guy friend of mine, he's all excited. He's like, I can't wait for you to meet my girlfriend, this and that. And I'm like, oh, yay, I'm really excited. He's been talking about her a lot. It's new. It's a really new thing. And I'm stoked to meet her. So we're having like a conversation. He's a really good friend. So we're having a conversation, and I guess it's her. She walks right up and makes out with him as I'm having a conversation. And I'm like, but
really?
I was just talking. Okay. Clearly jealous, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Hi, nice to meet. She like puts her hand out, sticks it out, like really like authoritative, and she's just really like loud. Like I can't explain it. Like I said, I read people, so her energy is just like bam, I'm here. Get to, like, just bitchy, you know? And I was like, wow, that was weird. And I mean, I just would never do that. I would never walk up, like, if it's someone I'm just dating and they're talking to a friend, right, I'm not just going to run up and, like, make out kissy face all over the place when I don't know any of your friends. You just, right. That's just weird and rude. It's just, you know, it's like, okay. And it's also making a statement that she's obviously very insecure.
Yeah, insecure, absolutely.
Yeah, you know? I just thought it was, I was so blown away by it. And then, just rude. And then,
but it happens a lot.
I just couldn't believe it.
People get jealous like that.
So she was just very bitchy the whole night, and everyone else thought so too. It wasn't just me. And then she sat in the corner with a bunch of her friends. I mean, wouldn't you, if you're dating someone, wouldn't you want to meet? It's their event. They're performing. Right. Wouldn't you want to meet their friends?
Yeah.
It's about them that night.
Right.
Not about you and you're like in a corner. Like it was weird.
Yeah, you got to be more supportive, you know, and be there. And behave, you know. And I think do you know how old she was? Like
I don't know. She looked old. I have no idea. I don't want
to. Because I think people learn how to deal with this shit, you know, but when they're younger and stuff, it's like that jealousy there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah. It was just weird. And so I, of course, after I drunk tweeted my thing, I decided to drunk text him and say, I don't like her. You can do so much better. And I was so bad. But I mean, I'm very honest, you know, like I just couldn't believe. I was like, this is your night and your show. And she sat there and made it about her.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up. I mean, I just thought it was just
and
really.
And you've known him longer than she has, right?
I've known him for years.
Yeah.
He's like,
She's the newcomer, not you. I mean, yeah.
Right. And it was all our friends that were there, and he was performing that night. So I don't know, if I'm dating someone and it's new and he's performing, you know, cool. I might bring a friend to come watch him performing, but I'm going to mingle with all his friends because I want to meet them.
Right.
Because if I care about someone, I want to meet their friends and get to, cause you know, you learn more about a person through their friends as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think that's really important. She just kind of sat there in the corner with her own friends and was just very bitchy and wouldn't talk to us and was rude to everybody. And I was like, what? Just taken aback. Like, really?
Yeah.
And I made a comment to say, I won't even talk about his ex. I'm like, I was like, I don't want to bring up her, but at least she was about you and your friends and your time. And this is your time. And this girl is very selfish.
Yeah.
And I know that's so wrong of me. Cause I just like, but I can sum people up literally within 10 minutes. I'm so good at it. And people get pissed off and mad cause I'm going to tell you my honest truth, but I'm always right.
Right.
So, but I said it in the first, like, you know, night of meeting her.
Always
so
right, huh?
He's probably not going to. No, I really am.
Yeah.
And people will get mad at me and they're like, no. Like,
yeah. Well, you socialize a lot. I think, you know, you get to know people and stuff. You know,
well, it's that about, like I said, I'm into the energy thing. So I can I'm just really good at this. I can just, I'm telling you, I can tell people are fraud or full of shit or bad people or liars or honest, anything at all, or like good people. I can just, I know instantly if they are. That's just how
that's
I am.
Good.
But, and like my ex used to get mad at me because we're really good friends. He used to get mad at me because I'd be like, I don't like her. And, different guy, not the guy that I was talking about.
Right.
And,
let's cut this short for a moment and we'll come back to it because our guest is calling in.
Okay.
All right. So,
fine. Cut me off.
Keep that thought. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
You with us?
Okay.
Maybe they didn't hear. Maybe it wasn't the guest. I don't know. Okay. Well, they're probably calling any second.
We have Rachel Birch. Did I say her name?
Rachel Birch, I think, is the name. And she wrote a book called MWF Seeking BFF, My Year-Long Search for a New Best Friend. Go ahead.
What is MWF? Like
married white female.
Oh, so I don't know these things.
Yeah,
married white female seeking best friend forever, BFF.
Yeah, that's because you don't date on dating sites and stuff.
I don't.
That's the way it used to be when they had like dating ads in newspapers and stuff.
Okay.
A lot, they would write that. But I think on Craigslist people do that too.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what BFF is, so.
Of course I know BFF. Yeah. But
that probably wasn't the guess. Oh, there it is. They're back. Again.
Good
morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam. This is Rachel Birchie calling.
Hi, Rachel. How you doing?
MWF Seeking BFF.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. How are you?
Welcome to the show.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You just called in, and I didn't think you wanted to talk to us because we couldn't hear you.
Oh, I called and I got disconnected. I'm staying in Portland, and I'm using someone else's phone. I apologize.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So So it's Rachel Birchie, did you say?
Birchie.
Yes, Birchie.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. I think I pronounced your name
wrong.
Yeah,
we said Birch, but that's okay. Now we know.
Oh, that's okay. You're not the first to do that.
Yeah. So you calling us from where today?
Portland.
I'm calling from Portland, where I had a reading last night at Powell's Bookstore. So I'm staying with a family friend in Portland and heading to San Francisco for a reading later this afternoon.
Oh, very wonderful. Cool. Yeah, I see you were here in January. And
yes.
Too bad we didn't know about it. You could have come into the studio and
yeah.
we could have had some fun.
It is too bad.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm bummed.
But it's nice. It's nice you're doing the tour, though. It looks pretty cool. So you get to see the country a little bit.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I've never been to Portland before, and I was in Seattle a couple of days ago. I'd never been there. So it's a nice treat for sure.
Wow.
Awesome.
Very nice. So you wrote the book MWF, Seeking BFF. And we just explained to Brigetta.
I didn't know what MWF was, but now I get it.
Because
so.
She doesn't go
it's
on dating
married
sites.
White female.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. But
oh,
awesome.
That's okay. There are some people who have said that they thought it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
No, I knew it.
It never occurred to me.
I knew it was white female, but I didn't know what M meant, and I was like, male white female? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, I'm not gonna figure it out because I'm just gonna butcher it even worse.
Just ask me. Yeah. it's a play on the old sort of classified ad lingo.
Right, right.
So this is a really cool, really cool story. You moved to Chicago, and then did you decide to write the book on your experiences, or did you have the experiences first? Like, how did this come about?
Well, exactly. I moved to Chicago, and I was there for a couple of years and realized that I was kind of looking for my best friends I had left behind in New York. I wanted those kind of, friends that you can call at the last minute and say, what are you doing? Let's go to a movie. And I realized I didn't have that, and I wanted to sort of make myself go out there and find them. And so I decided to sort of set myself this project of going on 52 friend dates in a year. And
right.
as I was, thinking of doing that, and also looking to see if there were other books out there, things out there to see that other people had this experience, because I thought, maybe something's wrong with me. Why was it so hard for me?
Right.
And I saw that there weren't really a lot of books out there about, there's a lot of good self-help books about friendship, but I wanted to read about someone else's experience.
Right.
And
right.
didn't seem to be out there. And since I am a journalist by trade, I thought maybe I could write the book.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. So you moved from New York, and I would imagine you had friends there and everything. And from what I understood, you had a long-time relationship with someone in Chicago?
Well, exactly. Actually, my boyfriend at the time, he was actually in Philadelphia. So we were long distance, but we met in Chicago at college. So we decided to move to be in the same city. We moved to Chicago. So we sort of met there to finally end the long-distance relationship. And yes, I had a ton of friends in New York where I grew up. But, I wanted to be in the same place as my boyfriend. But unfortunately, I had to leave all my best friends to do so.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then it's, I think it's natural. You move to a new place. You don't know anyone.
Yeah.
You want to reach out to people and meet new people and stuff. And, it's occurred to me also that as adults, it's not easy making new friends, especially since, it's not common to go on Craigslist and say, hey, I'm looking for a friend or something. It sounds kind of embarrassing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And someone said to me yesterday, we all know the ways of making friends. You meet someone at the gym and they're on the treadmill next to you and then you become friends. And I said to him, well, that's a really great way for it to happen, but it's harder than it sounds. Even if I'm talking to the woman on the treadmill next to me and she seems great, it's really hard to go from, chatting about the gym to what's your number? Do you want to get lunch?
Right.
It's hard to kind of figure out what to say to take it to the next level.
That's true, yeah. I know, I was thinking about that. So it would seem kind of weird, because people don't do that. So
see, I do,
exactly.
though.
Do you?
I do that, though.
Yeah.
But see, I'm weird. I don't care what people
You're not
think.
Weird.
No,
you're very
great.
Outgoing and friendly.
If I think someone's cool, it happens to me all the time. Like, even being on a plane, I've met some really great people just sitting next to me and chatting, and we'll exchange cards. And then I'm like, you're really cool. Let's hang out. Like, next time we're in the same city, or let's keep in touch, whatever. And I wind up doing that. And one of them was a pilot, so I got to fly a plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Random.
That's such an awesome way to be, and I think more of us want to and wish we were like that, and it's just hard for us to make that next part where you say, let's hang out. And I've sort of slowly taught myself to do it, but I think what you say is exactly right. People and people love hearing it. I'm sure that you found this as well. I thought, oh God, everyone's going to think I'm crazy because they're going to think I'm hitting on them or that I'm desperate and a weirdo. You know, when I said, you seem great, let's hang out, people are like, okay, that's great, I'd love to. It's, it's flattering to hear that someone wants to spend time with you.
Right.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, so people don't really get put off by that.
I haven't found people to get put off, and I really expected to. I went into this thinking that the end result was going to be people are less friendly, people are shut up, you know, closed off. And I found the opposite, that people are, we're all hesitant to kind of impose on other people and say, you know, I think we could be friends. But if we do it, people are, other, you know, other people are thrilled.
Right.
So you went on 52 dates. So how are they, I mean, are you friends with all these 52 girls still? Or did you have some really weird experiences with people? Like, with some weirdos?
I'm friends with a definite, you know, a large, probably more than a handful, but definitely not all of them. I would say by the end of the year, probably half had become friends. And some, you know, it wasn't that any of the women were bad people or mean, but I think some people you just really hit, it's like dating, you know, you hit it off with some people and you don't with some people.
Yeah.
And usually when we didn't click, you know, we both knew it. It wasn't like someone was saying to me, oh my God, we have to be friends. And I was like, no, not at all. That wasn't the case. I think some people is just, you know, there's that click.
Yeah.
And so I do. I have a lot of new friends now. I would not all 52, but a really good number of them.
Did you find your actual BFF from this?
You know, what I say I think one of the things I learned from this is that this ideal of a BFF that I had was this idea of someone who, like when I was 16 years old, and we talked on the phone for 3 hours every night, and then we saw each other the next day. And, and part of what I learned was that. That's very different as an adult. You have family and a career and a whole life to kind of attend to. You can't devote as much time, unfortunately, to friendship.
Right.
But and also that it takes probably longer than a year. My two BFFs are, I met when I was 10 and when I was 15. So I did make a ton of really good friends, and I have a huge social network in Chicago that I didn't have when I started. But I say that maybe in 5 years, one of them will have emerged BFF, but right now it's a lot of good friends.
Yeah. So what were some of the ways that you actually picked up these friends?
That's what I was going to ask.
Potential friends, Because, you know, we talked about doing it at the gym and stuff, but I would imagine that you got a little more creative than that with 52 people.
Yeah,
exactly. You have to. I started really, you know, really kind of easy. I asked my friends to set me up with other people that they knew in Chicago. And then I wrote an essay that had a want ad in it, and really, you know, it said, married white female seeking best friend forever, and, you know, fluency in Entertainment Weekly preferred but not required, and just the things that I look for in a friend. And then I did, you know, there's a lot of new online, you know, sites out there, things that you can do to kind of deliberately find friends. I did speed friending. I met a friend matchmaker. So, And then I did, you know, what you guys did. I met someone on an airplane and said, oh, you're awesome. Here's my card. Let's hang out and things like that. So I tried a little bit of everything.
Wow. So now, what are some of the, what do you recommend to people? Because obviously you did a lot of different things and stuff.
I think it's so cool.
You know,
Yeah.
I mean, and I totally can relate to this, you know, because I would like to make some new friends and stuff, you know, and I always ask myself, how the hell am I going to go about this? You know, I mean, you probably have to go to like gatherings and groups and things like that where you meet people.
Art shows. Yeah. Come on.
Art shows.
I think one really good thing to do is to kind of, like you say, find something that you're interested in. Mm-hmm. I really, you know, I'm a big reader, and so I found a book club and I joined a book club and made friends that way, and I signed up for an improv comedy class, which was really a really great way to meet friends if that's something that interests you, because you sort of have to make a fool of yourself really quickly, and it kind of builds a trust on the fast track. But I think, going places and signing up for classes or going to events where there's other people interested in the same thing, because if you start with a common interest, it's very likely you have other common interests.
Right.
That's true.
Absolutely.
It's kind of an easy... The other nice thing about that is it takes a lot of the work out of it for you. I think, you know, it's funny these days, a lot of times you'll say, oh, we should get together, and then no one actually follows up and makes the plan, and or you'll email back and forth for weeks to find a date that works for both of you. And if you take a class, it's like my improv class met every Tuesday night from 7 to 10. So I knew that I would see this friend at that time. I didn't have to kind of worry about when are you free, when am I free, let's make it work.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think it's very important because I think friends is an integral part of life, you know? I mean, you've got to have people in your life, and definitely staying home is not going to help.
Well, as
you
exactly.
don't go out there.
Yeah, as you
it's
get...
Such an impor-
oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, it's such an important part of life, and I think a lot of us think of friendship as a luxury, you know, something that if you have time after work and after your family and after your errands, then you can see friends, and it's really so important to your well-being to spend that time with them. So it's important to make time.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Like, friends are, I'm realizing more and more, like, they're the ones that are going to help you get through things you have fun with and be yourself with, but also get through different times and whatnot. Like, it's so important to have good friends in your life.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, romantic partners are great, and I adore my husband, but we're all better off now that I have some girlfriends, he and I.
What does he think about everything? When you were going on these, like, this search to find good friends and such, what was he thinking about it all? Was he worried that you were going to go meet some weirdos, or, like, what was he?
No, you know, I think he would have loved it if I met some weirdos and came home and was like, listen to this one.
Yeah.
You know, some entertainment at my expense. But,
right.
No, I think he was really pleased because mm-hmm. sometimes, not that we fought a lot, but sometimes we get in fights because I was trying to kind of get from him what I was looking for from girlfriends, you know, mm-hmm. that
yeah,
talking
that's
and
hard.
Analyzing and rehashing. And once I sort of had women in my life that I could do that with on a more regular basis, I didn't need that out of him, and mm-hmm. I could focus on, you know, our marriage. And a friend said to me once, you know, he can't be my girlfriend, he's my boyfriend. And
yeah.
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
This idea that I always say, who are you, you know, you can't complain about your husband to your husband.
Right, right.
It's
true.
Now,
that's a whole other book.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, what about, like, mixed sex friendships? I mean, does that work? Like, if, for example, you met a guy and he seemed like a really good friend. You don't want anything sexual with him, but you guys
right.
hit it off on a platonic way. Would that work, or is the spouse usually concerned?
Well, you know, it's funny. I believe that, you know, men and women can be just friends, mm-hmm. but I do think it's hard to kind of form those friendships without some kind of misunderstandings along the way. You know, I've often met, you know, men that I work with who we've just become friends, and that's great because we're sort of meeting in that environment. But when I met a guy during my year of friending, as I call it, who seemed like a really nice guy, and I mentioned to my husband, oh, I met this guy, and maybe I'll ask him out, he was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not the jealous type at all, but I think he just felt like it's going to come off weird if you say to this guy, you know, oh, do you want to go to lunch, you know,
right.
there's too many opportunities for misunderstandings. So it can be tricky to develop those friendships, but I do believe that, you know, if you have a male friend that you've been friends with forever, it's possible to kind of maintain that.
Unless it's a gay guy, then you're good.
Yeah, that, I did go on one of my 62 dates. 51 were women and one was a gay man who was just fantastic, and I said, you know, I want to be like Will and Grace, like
yeah.
that's really what I want. and he was a really, really great guy.
Aww.
Yeah, and I've heard it say that every woman should have a gay friend. You know,
I have several, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, I think so for sure.
Yeah,
we're lucky.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So, how did this all turn out for you? I mean, are you happy that you did this?
I'm so happy that I did it. You know, people say, what would you change? And the truth is, I don't think I would change anything. If someone else said, I want to do the same thing, I might say, you know, 52 is a lot. One a week for a year is a lot because you end up also wanting to kind of nurture some of those friendships and suddenly, you know, you're busy six nights a week. But it worked, you know, for me, I now have a huge social network in Chicago and I feel very at home there. So I'm so glad I did it. And I always think, you know, if I wasn't also writing about it, I'm not sure if I would have forced myself out, you know, on the days where I was like, oh my God, I can't handle any more friends.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad I did because I'm much, much happier now.
Yeah. Aww. And, you know, I'm thinking about this and I would imagine it'd be a little hard because someone doesn't want to come across as desperate, you know, and
yeah.
you know, like, I don't have friends. I really want to meet somebody.
Right.
So I think
right.
it's a delicate line you're walking there, you know?
It is. It's tricky. And one thing that I did, you know, I think I did kind of wrong at the beginning was that I would write these emails to women that I'd met and say, you know, I've lived here for 2.5 years, but I still don't have that many friends, and I would like to make some, and maybe you could go out. And I think it did sort of come off as desperate. And so when when we met, they almost felt sorry for me before we even connected. And that's not a great way to start a friendship. And
right.
So eventually he's going to switch that to, we met last week and we said we should get together. I'm following up. Are you free next Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
it's a lot more. You know, then you're the proactive follow-through girl and not the desperate main girl.
And, yeah, and you're not
coming... makes everyone more comfortable.
Yeah, you know. And you're not saying, let's be friends. It just sort of happens when you do other things. And,
right. People always say to me, did you tell them that you were looking for a new best friend? And I say, well, it's sort of like saying when you go on a date, you know, you don't say, well, I'm looking for a husband.
Exactly.
So, like,
exactly.
Wow, it's kind of implied, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you.
Well, all
so
right.
Where are you headed to next? Where are your next stops?
I have a flight at 3 p.m. I'm headed to San Francisco, then I'll be reading on Sunday there. So anyone in San Francisco who's not watching the Super Bowl, I might want to come see me. And then I'm back to Chicago for a little bit before hopefully picking up a few more travel, legs of my tour.
Where are you going to be in San Francisco? Tell everyone in case they're listening and they want to pop in.
Oh, great. I will be at the Books, Inc. in Opera Plaza on Van Ness at 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Great.
And also there'll be a woman with me who runs speed friending events, so there's going to be kind of a mini speed friending afterwards for anyone who's interested in that.
Oh, that's fun.
It'll be a fun day.
That's really fun.
So there are actually things like that that you can that would actually help you find friends and stuff, like speed friending. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there is. You know, I think there's not a lot of it just yet, and hopefully, you know, with this book and other things, people will start to talk about it more, and maybe more things will become available. I'm definitely skeptical when I went to speed friending. You know, I thought, who goes to speed friending? Even though I was going to speed friending, so who was I to judge? Then it ended up, I met a lot of wonderful women like me who, you know, were just busy in their lives but put a high premium on friendship and wanted to meet people. So I'm hoping that more and more kind of things like this, services that will help you meet people and to be friends with will pop up.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to read your book, so I'm really
thank
excited.
Thank you so much.
We only got it this morning, so we didn't really have a chance to go through it, but we did do our research, so, you know.
Well, thank you.
I'm, like, reading clippets as we're talking. I'm like, oh, this is a good one. Oh, this is going to be a good one. So I'm excited.
All right.
I'm so glad. Well, thank you guys so much for having me.
Of course. So we're talking to Rachel Burchie, of course. The book is MWF Seeking BFF, My Year-Long Search for a New Best Friend. Very inspiring book, I think. And Rachel, thank you, and all the best to you.
Well, what's her website?
Thank you.
Oh yeah, a website too. Go ahead, give us.
Yeah,
website.
The website is MWFSeekingBFF.com. I have a blog that I write about all sorts of friendship things, and you can buy the book there or read an excerpt of it if you want to give it a test drive.
Cool. And I see you got good reviews from Publishers Weekly and Booklist and stuff. So the book is obviously getting noticed, which is nice.
That's great.
Thank you. We just found out it. Officially a national bestseller, so I'm very excited.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
That's
thank
amazing.
Thank you both so much.
Absolutely.
Like a little baby, huh? Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
well, have a wonderful weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Best
bye-bye.
Of luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's really great. I'm actually excited to read the book. I think it'll be cool.
I know. Me too. You know, even though it's for women, or she talks about women, I think it would apply to men as well.
Absolutely. You know? I think because it's about finding friends. And whether it's, a girly way of finding us, like in shopping or something like that, it could apply to men just as well. Just a little different scenario, but it's similar in ways.
Yeah. You see, what's happened to me is I moved so much when I was young and stuff that, you always have to leave friends behind. So I think I sort of we were talking about building walls and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I kind of did that, saying that I'm not going to get too attached to any friends because then when I move, it's going to be tough and all that stuff, So I sort of just got into that state of mind. And but then you realize, I could use someone to have a laugh with or, other than just my romantic partner.
Right.
So it's really cool.
Do you have some really good friends, good best friends?
No,
do you,
I don't.
No. just friends that are there.
Not even that. You get married and you sort of just stay within a little frame. And that's where you stay.
Well, what about her friends?
But they're her friends.
Yeah,
you want a guy to share things with and stuff. So, So that's why I think this book is good. You know, I'll start doing some of these things. And, you know, you got to make yourself available. You got to let people know that you're looking for friends and stuff.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think, like, putting things out there, like, if you're, like, looking for friends, say that you're looking for friends. You know, like, just affirmations of basically. But also, like, finding
put it out there, like you say, right?
Put it out there. Like, I mean, I wouldn't, like what she's saying, I wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, I'm looking for, like, you know, I'm looking for the new best friend. I'm, like, tell everyone that. It'd be kind of funny. Actually, be really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go around him. No, I don't know. But I mean, you gotta find things that you like. Like, you know, for go to some art shows if you're into art, or you used to be, or if you're into music, go to some music things. Or, you know, that's where you're gonna find. It's true. You gotta find some common ground places, because if you're going to an art show, then other people that are at the art show obviously like art too, and you might find some people with some common interest. You know,
right? That's so true. Yeah.
It's, you gotta go out. You gotta put yourself out there in order to find it. You can't just, you know.
Yeah. So what kind of art shows? You mean those outdoors ones?
Or different kinds of things.
Not like galleries and that, right?
Well, like, no, I mean, like, actual events and stuff. There's a thing once a month. Actually, I'm going on Thursday to the L.A. Art Walk, or I think I'm going on Thursday to the L.A. Art Walk. And the first of each month, the first Thursday of each month, or maybe it's a weekend, whatever, but I know this Thursday they're having one. They have an art walk, and it's just art from all different kinds of people. It's outside. They have bands come play, and it's just, and they have, you know, drinks and things like that, but it's very creative. It's family-oriented as well if you want to take fam, but you'll meet so many people there, and it's, I think it starts around 6 o'clock, and I think it goes to like 10 or 11 or something, but, it's a cool thing to do, and you meet people from everywhere that go, and, I think that would be fun for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it would be. I'm sure. I'll have to check it out. I'm not crazy about art shows, but maybe it would be cool, you know?
I mean,
I do like art. It's just that, you know.
What are you crazy about? Like, what are your hobbies?
I don't know. Don't ask me about that.
Well, you like reading books.
No, I love books, yeah. But a book is something you do on your own, you know?
Okay.
But, it's just that, you know, it's been crazy for me because especially the first couple of years of getting the station off the ground, I never really had time to even think about it, you know? And but now that I've got help and, you know, I'm not tied down to it all the time, I have more time, you know?
Right.
But I think those friend-making skills have sort of, like, rusted, you know, so I need to.
Yeah.
But I think a gym and things like that would definitely help, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, I meet a lot of people here I should probably pursue and follow it up, you know.
You should, because there are some really cool people that you can come in and vibe with. You should. But then you also have to make the time. Like, you can't, like.
No, I can make the time for that. I mean, definitely.
Yeah. For example, like, hey, come out to a show. Oh, it's too late. I want to go to bed. Can't do that. You know?
Okay.
You got to make some time like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're at a different point in your life. You know, I mean,
I am.
You're at a great time, I think, when you're just open. You're not tied down to anything. You're like out there, you know, you do things and stuff, you know. Well, and it's cool. Although I picture you always doing that, you know. So.
I always do that. But I think with me, too, it's like, I mean, even though finding a friend, it's the same thing as like it's a relationship, whether it's with a male, female, or if it's whether it's sexual or not, you're still, you know, you're out there. I like being out there, and I like, you know, I love going to art shows, and I love going to events, and I love just doing new things and meeting new people. I do. Yeah. But even if I were to like find an amazing person, I'd want that person to share those things with, you know, with me. Like, I would take whoever it is to all these places and experience it with me. I'm like a person where I like all my friends to be friends.
Yeah.
I do. I want everyone to be. That's why I like having.
That's usually normal that way, but many friends cannot be friends, you know, because.
Mine can.
No, I mean, some can, but it's not like 100% that everybody's going to like everybody, because.
Well, that's fine.
You have different friends for different events and things like that, you know, for different activities.
I'm different, I think, in that way, where I do have a lot of male friends, non-sexual, completely non-sexual, I just vibe with men better, because, but in a way, too, like, there's not many girls that are like, hey, let's go hiking, let's go get dirty, let's go watch football, let's go have happy hour. I mean, girlfriends will do happy hour, but I want to watch sports, like, I want to, like, you know, do those things, and I want to get dirty, and I want to, like, go hiking, and I want to go camping, and, you know, I like fishing, and, you know, just being in nature, and whatever, and, I, you know, I'm... I have a lot of good girlfriends. I have very few girlfriends, but I have really, really good girlfriends.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of guy friends. But, yeah. So it's...
And that's cool, you know, because I think friends are like the family that you choose, you know?
It is. Yeah. They really are. They are. Then they're your family. They're my family, at least out here, because I don't have my family out here.
Right, yeah.
So I call them for everything.
Yeah.
And my friends are all close. Like, they'll all be there in a drop of a hat, you know? Yeah. And as I would be for
them.
That's
very important. Yeah.
It is.
See, I missed that because when I was younger, I had a lot of friends.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of friends. But, you know, then I had to leave them behind. And that was at a time when there was no internet. There was no, you know, even phones were like so expensive and stuff, mm-hmm. you know. So, and, you know, I mean, I grew up overseas. So when I came here, it's sort of like I lost all of them, you know.
What about on Facebook? Can you find any of them on Facebook? Wouldn't it be cool to like find them and
I
say,
tried,
hey, how
but,
are you?
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah.
I do. And but, you know, they're in a
distance.
Different country.
Yeah.
yeah.
But
know,
still, it's kind of cool to like, because Facebook, I have so many friends that I've found or people that I've known, rather,
right.
From when I was younger. And
yeah.
that maybe I hated or didn't like or didn't click with or didn't know, take the time to know.
Right.
But, and vice versa, back when I was younger. But now it's like Facebook is this whole new thing. Or social media in general is this whole
right.
new thing where you actually can get to know them as a person, as an adult. And
right.
it's different. It's like when you're younger, it's like who's cool and who's not. And,
yeah.
you know, I'm like all that stupid shit.
Yeah.
And now it's like no one cares. Like if you're seem like a cool person, like, hey, cool, how you doing? Like, I'm always online and I have so many people that I talk to from back home. It's kind of cool that
yeah.
I never would have talked to when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I know. And the thing is, when I lived in Vegas, I made quite a few friends
mm-hmm.
there. But that's Vegas. It's so transient. You know, everybody's
yeah.
gone now.
Okay.
And you don't
okay.
know where the hell they are, you know? So,
yeah.
Things like that. But no, I need to pay attention to that because I kind of miss that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to give a little color to your life, a little variety and stuff.
I agree.
Know?
Like, I think maybe like, you know, bringing cool people in here that you meet and be like, hey, mm-hmm. let's go grab lunch, you know, down the
yeah.
street after.
Yeah.
Or let's grab drinks later. Or you don't really drink, but like, you know, something. You
no,
know,
I'll
like,
drink.
Let's go
I'll
grab
yeah.
lunch. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Something. Whatever.
Yeah.
And go start doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, man. I'm going to help you. I'm going
to
help
you. I guess
you.
I don't drink compared to you, right?
No, I'm like a fish sometimes. But that's the thing. Like, that's another thing. Like, people think, you know, I'm such like this party girl person, and I can be, you know, but I'm so there's so much more
right.
than that. You know, that's why I have my good friends, because there's so much more than that. And
yeah.
do I drink every single night? No,
yeah.
it may sound like it recently, but no, I mean, actually, I love being at home. I really do. I love being at home.
Yeah.
I love watching my shows.
Yeah.
I love being like gay like that. I swear to God. I love watching shows. I love reading books
uh-huh.
and I'm constantly online just
yeah.
doing these, but I'm working a lot.
So it's good. I mean, you've got a balance in your life, you know, that's
yeah.
very important. You got your friends, you've got your time alone.
Yeah.
You know, you got your romance, whatever, and you go out and
mm-hmm.
and all that, you know. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good whatever.
Yeah. You need a lot of time for all that socializing, huh?
Well, yeah, that's why I like having like events, because I feel
right.
like I can't, I don't have time to be one-on-one with a lot of my friends like I wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
So I like, you know, like last night, I try to make it like all my friends I haven't seen, hey, come out to the show, you know,
yeah.
and that way I can spend a time with everyone there,
yeah.
and everyone's friends. That's what's great. I like all my friends to be friends. I really
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
I find that important, and I've made my friends become friends. You know what I mean? Like, I've introduced people, and everyone's
yeah.
in the circle, and it's great. And some hang out all the time, and some don't, but I think that's why I find it good to have like the little events or little parties that I have at my house and such, because
yeah.
I don't always have time for the one-on-one time.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, maybe. So this is funny because we had those women dating 100 men.
Yeah.
Right? Was it with you?
Wait, when?
No. Okay, that was with the other co-host. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like,
we had like a bunch of women that did a... sort of like a reality thing,
mm-hmm.
and they each dated like someone like they each had to date 100 men
Jesus.
A year.
That's just a lot.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
That's a lot.
You know, I've changed so much.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I
yeah.
can't. No.
I know. That's a
like
little too much, you know.
Draining.
But, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they want it was a challenge for them. You know, they wanted to make an event. And
how old were they? Were they younger?
So they call it 365. I think in the 30s.
God, I mean, that's
different
funny.
Cities around the world. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be actually my show, Project My World, was sort of like that, but I didn't date. It was three of us. Music, love, adventure. I was the adventure girl finding crazy shit to do. Another girl did music, and another girl dated guys. And every city we went to, she had a new date.
Really?
And it was, and we were around the world, so it was really interesting to see these dates and such. But yeah, I couldn't do it. I think maybe when I was younger, because I'm just, it doesn't bother me. And it's like, but it's like telling your story over and over and over again, 100 freaking times in 1 year is a lot. And like, I don't know. I don't want to bring that many people in my life like that. I don't know. I don't.
I know. That's too much.
It's too much. It's energy draining. It really is. I don't know. I'm like a, gosh, I guess I'm getting older, but I'd rather just have one person that I'm like into, you know, and or whatever. I don't know. And if you don't know, then, you know, you could have a couple that you're interested in, but I don't know. I feel like if I like someone, then you'll know it. But like, I don't really need to be searching for anything else. I just kind of want to see where things go.
Right.
I don't know.
How many guys do you think you dated last year?
Last year? Yeah.
Just a ballpark.
Only a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was with someone for a bit.
Yeah, because there's single women that go out with like dozens of men, you know?
You know what it is? Two.
Yeah.
I was with two.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah. I seem like I'm crazy in party, but I'm not.
But you're romantic, huh?
I am. I'm a relationship person. Mm. I really am. I don't like dating around and like being...
Yeah.
I just don't want it. I'd rather be with that one person and share it.
Yeah.
But like, I can have fun and go out like with all my friends and everything, but I want that like that person can come along or not. But I like I said, I like being at home. I like being homey and doing all that kind of stuff. I don't know. But I like going out too. So it's like, you know... It's a mix of all of it, but
that's true.
Yeah, I'm a relationship person. I'm not like one to be dating around.
Yeah,
it drives me insane. When I was younger, I've had enough. Yeah. You know, like I dated around and I was bad, not bad, like crazy, but like I don't know, I just didn't know what I wanted. So I was going through like I was dating this person, and I was just young.
Yeah,
that's
true.
In my 20s, you know, but now no, I'm just. I like relationships. I'd rather like find the good the one, you know, or just just take it as it is and have fun until and see what happens kind of thing. But
sounds
good. What about you're married.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but you get your life all planned out and everything, so that's good.
How long have you been married?
This time 7 years.
See, that's great.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Okay, fine. Wow.
No,
someone needs to spice that up.
I'm kidding.
You know what's really funny is...
It's funny because the first time I was married 7 years and now I'm married 7 years, you know, but...
Is it?
So, yeah, I don't know what it is about 7 years, you know, it always happens, but
really?
Hopefully it'll last longer than that.
Well, spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, I need to.
You need to just be surprising and romantic in a way. Like, it doesn't have to cost money at all.
That's easy to say, you know. I mean, have you been with someone for 7, 8
5
years? Yeah.
I was with someone for 5 years.
Yeah. Was it always fresh and stuff?
I like to spice things up, so yes. But that's me. Because
that's
can...
True.
I can sense when things are like, okay, we've not had time for each other kind of thing, so let's go here or let's go there. I like traveling too. I like surprising people with things to do, places to go, being creative. I think being creative is like the coolest thing. And like I said, it doesn't have to cost money. It could be something really creative, you know, and just that's sexy enough alone for me. Like it's not about, oh, let's go to, you know, Europe. It's not about that. It's like, it could be literally here at home even, but just something different and sexy that you actually put some thought in your day to do something for me.
Yeah.
And that's what you should think of.
That's true. I should, huh?
Yeah.
Stop thinking of myself so much.
Yeah. Stop being so selfish, Sam. Jeez. And if you can't think of something, go online and like Google like what other people have done and like start looking and be like, oh, I could do that or I could do that. There's tons of things you could find on there, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know. It's always like different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're in a relationship, you want to be single, you're single, you want to be in a relationship, and it's always like
really?
That.
Really?
You know?
I never think, I'm not like the grass is greener.
No.
I don't know, because if I'm in a relationship, it's because I want to be, because it's working.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
When it's working and it's fun, yeah, for sure, you know, but some people can't live forever with the same person, you know, it's a long time.
And some people can't. No, I agree. That's why you gotta spice it up.
Yeah.
Spice it up. Spicy. Oh, so nicey. I'm retired.
Cool.
I know.
Well, we got a couple minutes. Did you hear about... did we talk about Facebook yesterday? about the...
that they're going public or whatever.
Yeah, they're going public.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mark Zuckerberg is going to be worth about $25 billion.
And how old is he now?
He's like probably 26, 28 or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's like you never set out to be that big. You know, I don't think anybody believes they're going to be that big.
I know I'm going to be that big. No, I'm
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, why not?
No, you're on your
path, you know.
I like that. And that doesn't even, I mean, success is important to me, but it's my own inner success. It doesn't mean I'm going to be like that. So I don't, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Money's money.
You still got your whole life ahead of you. Give yourself a chance. You know, I think you'll do very well.
Thank you.
Yeah. You already are.
Yeah.
You already are, you know.
I've got some things in the loop.
Yeah. No, it's good. You're in charge of your life, which is a good thing. You know, some people go through life complaining, why is this happening to me? Why is this? Why is that? Why can't I find anything?
Because
anybody?
They're not trying.
Yeah.
They're not trying. They're not putting it out there. And it's like, that's the thing. Like, I'm a doer. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And I have to. And that becomes an inner challenge with myself of, okay, if I do this, then can I do this? But then my problem is I add too much on.
Right.
So I think I can do everything. Right. And I can't. And then I get frustrated that I can't, so then I don't sleep because I have to get it all done. Like, that's just, and I realize that now, and I'm like, shit, like, I did it again. And I'm like, shit, I have so much to do. I need an assistant.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing. Like, people, like, you know, you can't just go by life waiting for something to happen. It's not going to. Like, you need to take charge of your own life, exactly, and make things happen for yourself. Because once you start making one thing happen, then more will come to you.
Right.
Once you start going out, you're going to meet other people. Like, you know, for example.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I think, so if there's nothing happening in your life, you're obviously not doing enough to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like we said, it's not going to come to you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we talked enough about friendship for one day.
I know. This whole show is about friendship.
We covered the whole gamut of
it. I think we should just write up Friendship Day was today. That's okay. But it was.
All right.
But, okay, cool.
Well, have a great weekend, Brigetta.
Thank you.
And,
you too.
And thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you all on Monday.
Absolutely.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.